In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. As some of you know, I am a cancer survivor, thanks be to God. You see, 3 years ago, I was diagnosed with prostate cancer, a disease prevalent more among African American men than white men. The lifetime probability that a black man would die from prostate cancer is 1 in 26. By the grace of God, my cancer was cured after radiation treatment. But the thought of death crossed my mind during that treatment, and I was almost terrified about dying too soon. Maybe some of you have also been terrified about dying in the hospital right before a major surgery. In today's gospel reading from Mark, Jesus tells his disciples, to be a Christian, you must give up your life. Some of us think that following Jesus is coming to church each Sunday, taking communion and dropping a couple of dollars in the offering plate. And some of us have divorced Christianity from sacrifice. Today, Jesus is speaking to all of us when he says, if any want to become my followers, let them deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For those who want to save their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake and for the sake of the gospel will save it. Then he asks this, for what will it profit them to gain the whole world and forfeit their life? Indeed, what can they give in return for their life? This morning, my friends, I want to take a look at what Jesus meant that we should give up our lives to follow him. The gospel writer tells us that is what Jesus told the crowd, some of whom were thinking about being disciples, but who just had not yet made up their minds. And then he added this, whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves. And whoever wants to be Jesus' disciples must also take up his cross and follow him. Now, some people interpret carrying the cross as suffering a minor inconvenience. Others interpret the cross to be taken up as some type of burden they must carry. Maybe a strained relationship, a thankless job, a physical illness, etc., etc. And with self-pitying pride, they look at their difficulty and say, that's my cross I have to carry. Such an idea is not what Jesus meant when he said, take up your cross and follow me. You see, to take up the cross means that you take your stand for the Lord Jesus, no matter what it may cost. To take up your cross means the crucifixion of self, your desire for popularity, recognition, or success. Now, to a person in the first century, the cross meant one thing, and one thing only, death by crucifixion. You see, the Roman soldiers forced convicted criminals to carry their own crosses to the place of crucifixion. and bearing a cross meant one was about to die, and that one would face ridicule and disgrace along the way. 2,000 years later, Christians view the cross as a cherished symbol of atonement, forgiveness, grace, and love. Therefore, Jesus says, come, man, to take up your cross and follow me is a call to self-abasement and self-sacrifice. And one must be willing to die in order to follow Jesus. You see, dying to self is an absolute surrender to God. My friends, are you ready to take up your cross and follow Jesus? Consider these questions. Are you willing to follow Jesus if it means losing your closest friends? Are you willing to follow Jesus if it means alienation from your family? Are you willing to follow Jesus if it means losing your reputation? Are you willing to follow Jesus if it means losing your job? Yes, are you willing to follow Jesus if it means losing your life? You see, in some parts of the world, these consequences are a reality. But notice how the question is, are you willing? You see, following Jesus doesn't necessarily mean all of these things will happen to you. But a disciple of Christ must be willing to suffer loss. So let me ask again, are you willing to take up your cross? If faced with a choice, Jesus or the comforts of this life, which will you choose? My friends, commitment to Jesus means taking up your cross daily, giving up your hopes, your dreams, your possessions, and even your very life, if need be, for the cause of Christ. And the reward is truly worth the price. My friends, to be a Christian, you must give up your life. And you want to know what is the best way to give up your life to follow Jesus? Let me suggest three ways. Number one, decide what you want. Jesus said that you have a decision to make. He said, whoever wants to be my disciple, God has given you the right to choose what you will do with your life. You see, the prophet Joshua knew that very well. So he said, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. My friends, you need to decide whom you will serve. Do you really want to serve the Lord Jesus or not? This morning, write down some of the things you want to accomplish in this life. And at the top of that list, write, serve Jesus faithfully. Number two, deny yourself. If you desire to be Jesus' disciple, you must deny your own wants, your desire, and your ambitions, and place them under the Lordship of Jesus. My friends, that is important, that is paramount. And during this season of Lent, I want you to find a way that you can deny yourself to follow Jesus. Maybe you can deny yourself a little sleep and get up early to study scripture and to pray. Maybe you can skip buying Wawa coffee throughout Lent and give the money you save to a charity. Maybe you can fast for a day and give what you would have eaten to a family in need. Maybe you can contribute to the church some money you've been saving for something you really want. Yes, maybe you can skip your favorite TV show and use that time to share Jesus with a neighbor. All of those are ways you can deny yourself during this Lenten season. The third way to give up your life and to follow Jesus is to express or declare your faith publicly. My brothers and sisters, Jesus never intended for us to hide who we are, but for us to declare our faith before others. He says, whoever acknowledges me before others, I will also acknowledge before my Father in heaven. So this week, find a way to declare your faith in Jesus. Maybe you can post a Bible verse on Facebook. Maybe you can tell someone how Jesus has changed your life. Maybe you can pray before eating in the restaurant. Maybe you can offer to pray for a coworker who is struggling with a health issue. Find a way this week to let someone know you are a Christian. My friends, will you take up your cross and follow Jesus? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.